It's the gutter show, my final gutter show before you get back in useless hands next week. Mr. Gutman is back from Monday and he can talk about the very little that has been happening so far in this transfer market. I'll introduce him with Josh Sexton, Mo Stewart and Andy Heaton. But Josh, we'll say that again. There's been not much going on in this transfer window. There's been bits, and when you actually look at what's been done, there's been a lot, but it still feels like this is a transfer window that is about to get going.
Yeah, it's weird. It seems like it's been a transfer window which has almost caught all the clubs by surprise, and in particular the big clubs. Like you say, there has been a fair bit done, but it seems to have been done by the sort of clubs who you think are going to finish around the mid-tables next season, the ones who might be sort of threatening, flirting with relegation or sort of wanting to challenge for Europe have not done much, which is good for Liverpool because Liverpool are one of the few clubs up the top end of the table who've got the business done that they need to. But there's a couple of others who you either expect a big week ahead or you'd definitely be worried for going into the season.
Andy, with 6 days to go, I think that there has to be a big week ahead for some clubs. You're looking at Tottenham Hotspur, no business. Everton, very little business. Still quite a lot outstanding. There's still big rumours around players like Courtois, Eden Hazard, even Kante. So there's a few there from Chelsea. Clubs really looking for certain positions. I think maybe after these pre-season games at the weekend, we're in for a bit of a transfer riot.
I don't know, you know. I'm not 100% sure about that. I think we'd be a lot of clubs are being caught by the shortening of the transfer window. I didn't agree with it at the same time. Why would you leave yourself open like that? Clubs are used to having,
Would you have agreed with it if all clubs were uniformly?
But I mean, even then, it's going to take a couple of years if they stick with it to get used to. I think that clubs have been used to having 7 or 8 weeks to get the business done. I think the World Cup in the middle of it has also stalled things. Mm-hmm. And I think teams are just going to run out. Everyone's presuming big moves are going to happen. But I think, you know, you look at Man United as well, they need 3 or 4, the managers even said themselves, and there just isn't that amount of time.